Our Apparently Compton locker room chat continuing here tonight. KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tamman with you. We're now joined by Cause Boys basketball coach, that is Matt Simmons, presented by First State Bank. Appreciate his time each and every week. And, Coach, you got another crack Tuesday night at 3A number 1 Sabetha, this time on their home floor. Of course, the first one came down to the wire on your home floor. Sabetha was able to pull it out back in mid-January by 3. Blue Jays pulled this one out Tuesday, 61-54. We'll kind of dive into it a little bit more specifically in a moment, but just maybe what was the biggest takeaway from the 6-point loss, or I should say 7-point loss on Tuesday?
Well, I think we just battled. Really proud of our guys, the effort they showed. We really took the challenge. They came out really hot, hit their first 4 threes. They went up big, and we fought back, you know, and we ended up, I think, down 1.5. And in the third quarter, they made a big run, and we fought back again, and it was just back and forth. And I was just proud of our guys to go on the road to number one team in the state and give ourselves an opportunity to possibly get a win in a tough environment.
Yeah, it was really a game of highs and lows. You mentioned Sabetha came out, hit their first 4 threes. You guys shut them down to just 4 second-quarter points, one of the most high-powered offenses in the state. And again, wouldn't think that Sabetha at any point this year has been held to 4 points in a quarter. But you guys did that in quarter number 2. What kind of adjustments were made? What was different maybe in that second-quarter run?
Well, we started out in a little bit of a zone, and we wanted to save some foul trouble, hopefully, and make them hit tough shots. And they came out and did, and so we just adjusted pretty quickly. And went to a man-to-man, and I was just very, very pleased. We had some ideas of how we wanted to guard their stuff and when we'd want to switch and when we didn't and how to get back to your man. And our guys just executed all that defensively really, really well. And then just over the course of 4 quarters, you know, their size just took its toll. They hit more shots than us. We went 2-for-16 from 3, and they hit more than 2. And they hit all their free throws down the stretch for the most part. And that's what good teams do. You know, they take care of the ball. They don't take bad shots. They don't turn it over. And then they hit their free throws to win the game. And they did. And so credit to them. They're 18-0 for a reason. They're very, very good. And I think it just showed our guys that we can compete with some of the best teams in the state if we play that kind of defense.
Yeah, Sabetha, 7 threes in the game. And without shooting a free throw in the first half, they go 12 of 18 in the second half. And obviously some big ones down the stretch in the fourth quarter to kind of hold on for that win. Do you feel it as a building block and kind of a learning point here as we're down to 2 games? You know, you had such a great run. You had won a lot of games in a row, and then you take that little bit of a step back with the loss. But you take it as a learning experience going into the final 2 games, and maybe it's the wake-up call that you guys need.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with playing really good teams. I know coaches sometimes maybe would rather not and, you know, depend on, you know, where they want to be in the sub-state and things like that. And I think it's just good for you because now we can look back and say, look, guys, we've battled with the best team in the state, according to the coaches. We were right there, lost to them at home by 3, had a bunch of chances, had a chance to beat them on the road. And now you go into the last 2 games understanding that if we play at a high level, we can put ourselves in a game with just about anybody. And that, I think that confidence is good going into the sub-state. You know, there's no moral victories. We went in there with a mission to win. We came up short. So hopefully we just use that as some motivation to not have that feeling again, because after, you know, a couple more games, and then after that, it's win or go home.
I want to talk to you real quick, and we've talked about Cameron Kniper throughout the course of the year, but I thought Gunnar Ball had a great night on Tuesday against Sabetha. Kale Gorski providing some good minutes. What about those two and the development you've seen from them?
Gunnar has just been phenomenal. I think sometimes he can be overshadowed a little bit, and people don't really understand what he brings to our team. He's averaging 9 rebounds a game right now. 6 out of the last 7 games, he's had a double-double. He had 19 and 11 last night. And, you know, a lot of times we don't go crash the boards as hard as we should because we just know Gunner's going to get it done. He was on a mission last night. He played as hard as possible, and very proud of him. And Cameron's come a long way this year. We've really worked on, you know, how to use screens with him and when to make the right pass and when to knock down open shots. He's done a really good job of that down the stretch. For those two to play, I mean, we have to have them play well if we want to win. And then we need, you know, a couple other guys to step up. And I thought Kale Gorski was phenomenal last night. He had 14. I think that's one of his best games of the year. So right now we've got obviously our top, you know, 2 guys offensively. And then we've got a third spot that kind of rotates throughout the team. And, I'm really happy about that because that just goes to show that it can be really anybody's night in that third spot. And we're going to need someone in the third and fourth and fifth spot if we want to make a run.
How about the sub-state real quick as you look at it? No other 3A sub-state right now has the top four teams with at least 13 or more wins. Your sub-state has that right now with two teams with 14 wins, a 13-win team, and then a 15-win team, also a 10-win Royal Valley team. Again, just top to bottom, it's going to be a very difficult sub-state.
Yeah, you know, and I just being out, you know, in the Big Seven for the last 4 years as the head coach, you just come to expect that. We know that no matter where they put you in this part of the state, whatever sub-state it is, it's going to be top heavy. And the teams in the bottom are going to be battle tested because a lot of them have played the teams that are in the top and maybe lost close games. I think it could flip flop just a little. Right now we're tied with the second spot with Olathe Heritage. And you know, with the last few games, maybe a team loses here or there, but there's going to be several teams with only, you know, five or less losses. And it's not going to be easy, but like I said, the good part about being in the Big Seven is we've been battle tested. We've played some really good teams. We've played some good teams early in the year as well, and so we've been in close games. We know what type of effort it's going to take if you want to come out of it.
Finally, Coach, real quick, you host Riverside on Friday. They're playing some better basketball here in the last couple of weeks. You beat them in the first meeting. A key to victory this time around.
Well, we just have to make sure that we play as hard as we did. On Tuesday, match that type of energy. It's senior night, so, you know, we expect a lot out of our seniors. We have a really, really good group of seniors that have just been a blast to coach and have really built up this program. And, so we're hoping to honor them, and I know they're going to be fired up and ready to go. We've got to do our best to try and hold the Duncan brothers the best we can. We always try, and a lot of times we struggle with it. They're very, very good, and Coach Herbster knows exactly how to get them the ball and has his team always playing really well this time of year. So going to be a tough battle, but looking forward to it.
Parallel Compton boys basketball coach Matt Simmons, after the tough defeat at the hands of 3A number one Sabetha on Tuesday, back to it. They get Riverside at home Friday before going to Holton to wrap things up next Tuesday before Substate. Coach, thanks again. We'll talk to you one final time next week.
Thanks, Brandon.